Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Okay. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This alley-oop, pretty girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right.
Dude, look, Cassie, you need to freaking chill, dude. You're going off right now.
Dude,
the whole chat. The whole chat is just him.
Dude, it is. I mean, I appreciate the passion. I'll leave it there. I appreciate the passion. He cares, and that is more than you can say for something.
We're gonna have to give him like a whole little segment when we have our OG Canes on, just so he can vent to the room.
It's usually not. I mean, he just oscillates between like stupid optimistic and stupid pessimistic, and you know, bounces off. Exactly. I love the passion. I love the passion, man. How can you fault that?
You can't.
The man cares, like,
and he roots for three teams that I root for. So, I mean, I'm a Canes fan, a Panthers fan, and a Heat fan. So,
oh man,
which one of the three of us is getting arrested? Is that you, Matt?
Oh no, it's the fire department next to my house. Sorry.
Sure, fire department. No one's buying that. If you got to run for it, go, man.
I feel like if Matt and Liam just did a show, that they would take up like 4 hours because they would just go back and forth breaking down people's games.
Probably.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Because like Liam was like talking about baseball. Liam, baseball is confusing. Like, because he was talking, I could tell he was talking about like certain players, and Matt was like, yep, 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 yep. And he was like busting to want to say something.
Yeah. Okay, now Liam's in the chat. Kane's cat. You sowed the wind. You're going to reap the world win now.
No, but for real, we will have Liam back on the show right before the season starts when we have an actual team and he can give a better prediction. This is why I don't like the show, because you're starting fights that don't need to be started.
It's not a fight. It was the question that made him think the most and come up with the thoughtful answer. It was an excellent question.
Oh,
it was an excellent question.
He's angry about baseball.
We did Cades on Deck yesterday. Like, get in the time machine and go back and watch.
Vish, should I throw you under the bus about something you said earlier about baseball, or should I not?
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Remember when I asked about a play, and you were like, "Oh, I don't know, cause."
Yeah, no, I'll say right now, I didn't watch the FIU game yesterday. I mean, I was doing a show during part of it, like with
Vish. I tend to rewatch games that we win if I haven't been able to watch them. So I watched the baseball game earlier this afternoon, and I was confused by the whole appealing of the tagging up, and then Urso scored. And so I asked Vish about it, and he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't watch. Strong work, Nate. Very, very strong work. Nate is currently at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. I love it.
You'll be there for about 2 hours if the line is like it always is, so enjoy.
I don't know. The Chick-fil-A by my mom's house, even with long lines, we get our food like very quickly. They run that place so well. Nate, put your order in the chat. Let us know what you're getting.
Whatever it is, it lacks flavor. All right.
Real quick, again, Go Beach. These amazing hoodies that the store Beach. Thought we were committing fraud.
I'm being a team player. This is the last time this hoodie will be worn. I don't rep other schools.
I bought it for you.
I know, and you wore the hoodie I bought you once, and it's just turned back around.
At least this fits better.
I don't rep other schools, damn it. Okay. I'm doing this because of that. Come on, dude.
You got to admit, though, this is, like, pretty sick.
It's so comfortable, too.
It's like, champion. It's like, what the hell kind of sponsorship does your school have?
Well, at least they made the tournament.
Miami, wait, hold on. No, Miami has champion stuff, too. At the bookstore? Are you serious? I'm literally wearing a pair of champion Miami Hurricane shirts.
I actually have a Miami shirt that's champion. Do you want me to go get it?
No, I don't. I want you to actually do the show that we're currently
I got it from All Canes.
Long Beach is sponsored by Nike, actually, too. So they're a Nike
store. Oh, even worse. Defective bats. Never forget.
But it's actually a really nice hoodie. And it's embroidered, too, by the way. Tonight's snack of champions.
There you go. Break out the Reese's. Can never just eat one.
Can we really quick just mention the transfers from the women's side that broke my heart this week?
Well, we should talk. We should do a little women's talk here because it wasn't just the transfers. So I'll run through them. Let's get some thoughts. And then there were some coaching rumors that were taken care of today. Yeah, but we'll talk through that a little bit. But first, let's start. So I guess last week, Allie had already entered into the portal, so we knew that one. Over the weekend, it was Kyla and Julia. Thoughts?
It's sad. I mean, I was expecting some transfers because we had a lot of talent on this team. And they're both starting caliber players who were playing off the bench by the end of the season. Julia, I'm going to miss her energy, man. That girl goes a million miles an hour, a defensive nightmare for people. Like, she plays, like, her defense is so good. And then, like, Kyla, I feel like she was getting better as the season went on. I'm still going to look out for her because I still want to see if she's holding that ball up like she's supposed to and not bringing it down. But I love when she sets picks and people just bounce off of her.
I mean, we have so many bigs. We kind of knew someone was going to transfer, at least one of them. So and actually kind of the same thing, because once Cheyenne started, you know, playing the point, you know, Jaleah was coming off the bench the back half of the year too, and so was Lachey. They kind of similar skill profile, so you kind of figured when they might go. And obviously, Coach Meyer leaving accelerated everything, but there was no way this team was coming back intact anyway, because there were too many starter caliber players that were coming off the bench. So I don't know how much, you know, Coach Meyer leaving impacts everyone.
Can we bring up Nate's last comment really quickly?
What about about women's basketball?
They do play in a pyramid, played in it. I was in a basketball class at Cal State Long Beach, and we got to play in the pyramid. Amazing experience.
But okay, back to women.
Can we talk about the Miami basketball program now? Are we done?
I guess. I mean, you're wearing a Long Beach hoodie. I don't know what you're talking about.
At gunpoint.
But no, like, Jaleah and Kyla were obviously big-time players for us. I know they weren't starting at the end of the year, but we had so much great depth. So, like, yeah, we have Latasha and we have Z. And we went to that two big lineup towards the end of the year, and them two were starting, and Kyla was coming off the bench. But we had a feeling one of them would leave, but it's still sad because, like, covering the team, you kind of get even more involved and more connected. So it sucks. Plus, I'm gonna miss Amari Stoudemire. But I don't want Z to leave because she's my favorite player. So hopefully that means she's staying.
Well, when we went to look, Kane's got he knocking it out of the park. We've had this conversation in the Buckets chat. I mean, I think between the three bigs, like, at least one of them was going to leave regardless of whether Coach Meyer was back or not, and Kyla was the one that got benched. So was probably happening anyway, and certainly I think Jaleah or Lachey was probably going to transfer because they're both going to be seniors.
Yeah. Jasmine's post for Jahlia when she announced her transfer was so sweet because they're like besties. I was like, oh. But yeah, it sucks.
Jahlia, pour one out for Popeyes.
And also remember, we've got three guards coming in our freshman class next year.
Yep.
One that we had on the show. Yeah, Leah Harmon.
Go back and watch.
Team Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, all right, so on the coaching front, there were rumors.
USF's coach.
USF's coach, Jose Fernandez, was there was mutual interest. He just announced he was
staying.
Staying at USF, so.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, Melissa?
I'm fine with that. There's some other names that have been throwing around. Nothing. The Jackson State coach, his name has been thrown around.
So I'll say this about Jose Fernandez. Did not want.
I was trying to be respectful.
No, I don't care. He's not here. And the reason for that, no personal knock against him. Just when you look at what we're trying to attract here, I could see going down to a smaller school in a smaller conference again, like a young and up and coming coach. I could see obviously going and pulling a coach out of a P5 school that's more established. I don't understand going to USF and getting a coach that's been there 25 years. To me, like, what was the plan there? If that was the plan, I'm not even sure we were really interested. He probably used us for a raise and a contract extension, but you know, to me, that doesn't. If we're looking at, you know, what we're looking for, to me, it's either, you know, young up and coming coach from a smaller school or an established coach. An established coach at a smaller school makes no sense. I mean, he was there 25 years. If he was that good, someone better would have hired him. So,
what do you think of the Jackson State coach?
I'm not gonna pretend like I know much about her.
Okay.
Although we did beat them, so we got that going.
Yeah. I mean, that's a name I've heard thrown around. Somebody mentioned to me one of the assistants at Mississippi State. Lazo.
Yeah. I don't know. I know. Mississippi State's like coach used to be at Louisville. Before he was at Mississippi State, and Coach Meyer and him are pretty close. Mm-hmm. So there could be some pull on that. don't know about, I mean, he's the interim coach now. Don't know about if Coach Fitz is going to get a shot there. I will say, if we're going to hire
consideration. So
yeah, if we're going to hire an assistant coach though, I'd be pretty annoyed if it's not him.
Yeah, if you're gonna go get an assistant, from that doesn't have head coaching experience from another power school, why not just keep the one you already have in house that has an established relationship with most of your players and their recruits?
Right. So yeah, that's what I'd say on that. Still a lot more to come. Again, like the tournament's in the second. I know people, you know, we gotta do something now. Like
it's still March Madness.
Yeah, the coaches that are available. Moose is on the hire Candace Parker train. It's been DMing me. Nah, it's a shiver coach before. It doesn't matter.
Why not just hire Tamara James?
Tamara James. She does commentate on the game so much.
I enjoy her commentary.
Try to go on the sideline. It's
always nice to have pro Miami commentary.
Like, I mean, I'm about to say she's up there with Jack, and I'm just openly cheering for the. Exactly. We gotta hit that jumper. I mean, the Hurricanes gotta hit that jumper. She is right up there with Jack. I'm just openly cheering for Miami during those games. So mm-hmm. It still doesn't matter. But yeah, no, it's probably still gonna draw out for quite some time because again, the coaches that are more available now are the less good ones. To be honest, like I mean, that's what we're talking about, mm-hmm. right? Like so. You know, you want to wait for more of the teams to get eliminated to interview some of your top candidates. I can't imagine Miami has not, you know, they must have some candidates that are still coaching in the tournament. So if you're going to thoroughly do a coaching search, you do need to wait for them to be available. So what are your thoughts on this?
I don't understand why that's a thing, why everyone thinks we need to have a female coach. Like, that makes absolutely no sense to me. Like, get the best out there. Someone else said that on Twitter, and I'm like, why does it have to be female? Some of the best women's coaches are men, too.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be. Yeah, I don't think it matters one way or another. Yeah, and this is more of the, like, if they really wanted to move on, they would have. And, you know, if you're at the end of your career there, then Octavia Blue is being mentioned. Yeah, no, I think we're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
Moose, you can DM Melissa and tell her that it matters. It doesn't matter if they have coaching experience, but
no, Moose. Well, I'm curious though. Why does it matter? Like, what's your thought process behind it though? Maybe there's something I'm missing. I am curious why a few people have said that. Why does it have to be a female? So just curious, Matt. What do you think? You think it has to be a female?
No. You expect me to get more into it?
No, just trying to get you involved in the women's team. Somebody on Twitter asked me if I was going to apply for the job. I mean, it was a joke, but it was funny. I was like, yeah.
No.
I don't know enough about basketball.
I was about to say, no offense, you're not qualified.
No, I mean, it was a joke, but.
I know.
I was like, I'm a fan. I'm not a coach.
I mean, Octavia Blue is one I hadn't thought of that is definitely interesting in terms of ties to the school. I was assistant here for a long time under Katie, head mm-hmm. coach at Kennesaw State now. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, too many male coaches of women's basketball. I have no idea what the numbers are. I don't want to hire somebody just because they're female. I want to hire the best option out there. If they happen to be female, great. If they happen to be male, that's fine too. I don't think we should limit our search based off of gender.
I don't think we are.
But Moose isn't the only one who said like, oh, it should be a female. I mean, would that be great? Yeah, of course. Like, the more women in these top positions, the better. But I'm not going to be like, oh, it has to be this, because then it limits the opportunity to find the best person. So, let's just say it. It's to fill Coach Meyer's shoes is impossible. It's impossible what she's done for the program. So, whoever comes in is going to have really big shoes to fill, and we just need to be supportive and see what happens.
Yeah, no, this is a good shout of a name I hadn't really thought about, but yeah.
It's also a really cool name, Octavia Blue. That's a great name.
Yeah, a name Hall of Fame there. But yeah, no, she was an assistant for like 10 years.
No, but it really is name worthy. Like, that's like Frankie Fiddler level, like, awesome name.
Frankie Fiddler is the most overrated name in sports.
Me and Matt disagree with you.
You're just a hater. Yeah.
I do the naming of things around here, and I am definitely right on this one.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, that's what Coach Meyer said. We're going to win a national championship here, so let's see what happens.
And you know what? But these donors and where the program is right now is because of Coach Meyer. So we're Coach. I'm sure in a way Coach is helping with this process, but she's built this program up, and someone who comes in is going to reap the benefits of what she's been able to do for this program. And hopefully we do win a natty. And that's why I'm like, don't limit your search to just a female. Look for the best option, because there's a lot of positive and the team's trending up. So Coach Meyer has done more than you can measure for this program. Like, he's freaking GOAT, and her name better be on the court more than later.
Is there a plane landing at Matt's house now?
Yeah.
Man, you complained about LAX. I just pick you
he's,
up right
listen,
the front door.
He's trying to make sure no more birds die during the
recording. No, I need to have the window open because I'm wearing the hoodie. It's going to get hot if I
don't have. Yeah, Melissa, you make us all put hoodies on. It's hot in here.
It was his birthday present. Still he hot. Appreciates the hoodie.
I do appreciate the hoodie.
We don't
it's
let
one of the
Matt
coolest hoodies I've ever owned.
It's one of my nicest non-Miami hoodies I've ever owned.
There you go.
So, any other things? Someone's going to be involved in this. I think she's going to be involved for sure. I think she's going to be involved in the program moving forward. That's why they created a position for her.
Yeah. Well, she kind of created it for herself.
And like, if when you watched her like retirement press conference and the way she talked about the program and stuff, you could tell there was a little bit of confliction, because like, you obviously know she loves the team, but she knew it was time to like step away from coaching, but it hurt her because of how much she loves the team. So she's going to be around, but it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about this a little bit. This is a good transition topic. In terms of, yeah, so I mean, if there's nothing else on the, I think we pretty much covered the women that we
know
for now. I mean, another thing to keep in mind though is, like, you know, once we get a coach in place, we're gonna go back in the portal and look for more players on the women's side too. So
also really quickly before we move on to our Trashmore tonight, can we just address why they named Coach Fitch the interim coach? And why it's important that there's still somebody running this program while they look for a new coach.
Do we really need to address that? Because someone on Twitter said, what does an interim coach do anyway? Like, I don't think so.
Because it's annoying.
I don't, honestly, if we every idiot that replies on Twitter, like if we, and I shouldn't call him an idiot. Everyone that replies on Twitter, like, we can't refute every
I will just say, it's not disingenuous. It's not a bad move by the program to name someone the interim coach after somebody retires while they look for a replacement. There are things that coaches do in the off season, including end of season evals, recruiting, talking to our recruits that are incoming, you know, helping players that are entering the portal, things like that. There's important things. The administration is not being like assholes by naming somebody an interim coach. This is how it works.
Okay, he went ahead today.
Have you gone back and forth? What's your Twitter name? I don't have. I go back and forth with a lot of people. If I've insulted you, I'm sorry now, but I probably wasn't sorry then.
Anyway, I mean, she insults me, so it's fine. Welcome to the club. All right, so real quick before we pivot to the Mount Trashmore, Matt, I know you had some. Are there any other names? We talked about Lynn Kidd with Liam, but are there any other names you wanted to talk about out of the portal that we hadn't talked about?
Oh, man. There's a few. I'm trying to remember exactly which ones we talked about, Vish. I know, let me think. I wrote some of them down. So I know, Tony Perkins from Iowa was one. I don't think he's going to come here though, because I saw something that a bunch of other schools have kind of had a lot of contact with him. He's a point guard from Iowa. Cade Tyson, a wing from Belmont. Kind of like a catch and shoot guy. Really good in like dribble handoffs and stuff, which a lot of our offense is those dribble handoffs. Really good with the ball as well. I just haven't looked at these guys too much. And then there's a guy from Mount St. Mary's who's originally from Fort Lauderdale, Montgomery. I can't remember what his first name is. He's another guard. Really good in transition, more of like a slasher. Little turnover prone, if I remember. He's someone they recently reached out to. It was either today or yesterday. There was one more. Oh, it was a guy from Furman, another guard. He's kind of undersized as well, 6'1". Another slasher, can shoot as well. Really good with ball screens. I noticed that like a lot of these guys that were looking at the smaller guards are really good ball screens. It makes sense. I think that's something that was missing from our offense. And he's a really good playmaker as well, 27% assist rate. So those are some of the other guys that we've reached out to. I have to watch more film on them. It's just really brief stuff that I saw last night before I went to bed.
Maybe next week we'll have some more breakdowns.
Yeah, I want to start posting things because I've started to take a lot of notes down and whatnot. So good. I'll probably start posting some breakdowns from the Buckets account with like film and stuff. So
make sure you guys are following Buckets at Buckets_Canes.
Yep. But
all right.
But yeah.
Trashmore, Matt has to get out of here in 25 minutes.
I have a little bit more time. I got like 25, 35. So.
Okay. Is there anyone else you wanted to talk about?
No, I think that's everyone. I can't remember. Dude, we've been in contact with so many more people now. So I think that's everyone.
I do think, though, overall, if you kind of look at – yeah, Darylis Canes. Actually scrolling across the bottom. So you follow us at Buckets Canes.
Yeah. And it's up
that's
here, too.
That's the handle. I do think we are – I mean, I know it's still up in the air. The way I know Liam has opinion on Lynn Kidd. I mean, it's not – we're not breaking news that he's been crystal ball to the Canes by a few people. Sites, yeah. But, I mean, he's not the only guy that we're targeting in the portal or that, you know, I said we've expressed interest as pretty clearly a starting center. So I think we are kind of preparing for the eventuality. Just look at the strategy.
And he's a grad transfer, so he's got 1 year left.
Well, looking strategy-wise, it does look like we're looking for a starting center, which kind of tea leaves. They're not confident, at least not confident in Norchad. And then looking for it does look like we're looking for guards that can play next to Nigel. If you look at the pro, we're not targeting a lot of like pure point guards. It's been a lot more of combo guards that, you know, a little bit taller that might be able to play next to Nigel. So if I'm reading, probably reading way too much into this, it does feel.
I see your follow and I will follow you back, my friend.
Anyway, as I'm trying to talk hoops over here. for the audio people, there's an audio podcast. Melissa held her phone up to the screen inexplicably.
To follow show them.
Yes, and you could have, you know, either the chat, which you've already been chatting into, or a million other ways rather than interrupting my basketball analysis here.
But I love to interrupt you.
I know. That's the problem. Throw back to the intro. That's true as well. But it does feel like we are kind of at least thinking Norchad might be gone because we're definitely looking at starting centers. But it doesn't look like we're looking at starting point guards, at least from what I've seen.
Yeah. I think definitely, you know, it's guys that can play next to Nigel, a couple of them coming off the bench, guys that can kind of, you know, be in the rotation this year and play more next year.
Yeah. No, it does feel like they think Nigel's going to be back, but maybe not Norchad, just looking at the targets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Canes Cat real quick and then we'll do Mount Trashmore. There's the women's tournaments, the second tournament's not the NIT, it's the WBIT. And the top seed in that is the last team left out of the NCAA tournament, which is us. So they announced us as the one seed without asking.
Yeah, and then they quickly deleted the tweet.
Well, they did. No, that not only did they announce us as the one seed, they tweeted it out. They did the whole bracket. They had a bracket show talking about, like, the number one overall seed is Miami. Stony Brook is going to Coral Gables. And then someone up for our led department, I'm sure, reached out and was like, we're not playing in your bullshit tournament. And then they immediately deleted the tweet, deleted the bracket, announced Canisius, who was not in the tournament.
No, James Madison. James Madison.
That's right. What was Canisius? That was
the name that Matt can't pronounce.
Yeah. Announced James Madison, who's not in the tournament, as the number one overall seed. They promptly went and lost their first game, by the way, because they weren't even really good enough to make the tournament. So
exactly. But we declined it. And obviously, I mean, actually, no, we didn't talk about this before, but I wonder if a reason why we declined it. Well, we talked about possible reasons, but also the impending Coach Meyer retirement.
I don't think that that factored into it.
I mean, we selfishly wanted them to play in it because that was another home game for us that we could have gone to see, but.
Well, it wouldn't have been one home game, and I think that's part of the problem almost. It's a lot of money. Like, you have to get the whole event staff in there. You're not going to make – you're going to lose a ton of money on that. And we were probably going to end up hosting three games. So it would just been a huge drain on resources and money. And I mean, it's C-A-N-I-S-U-I-S-I-U-S. We played them in baseball a few years. We played them in baseball a few years ago.
Ask Trey Dinkins, who might come here. Speaking of the
dirtbags, we played them as well.
My friend was on that team.
Yeah, knocked your ass out, didn't we? Didn't we? Caught that L. You came to Coral Gables and left with an L.
I guess. I don't really care about baseball, so sure.
You still lost. That's all that matters.
I care that we got steamrolled by Miami's football team back in the day, and we basically just canceled our program.
That's a lot of teams.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. We can't fuck it. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.